Good morning. Sorry for the few minute delay. Welcome to the pre-bid for the March 14th, 2019 letting. I have a few comments to make before I go through my notes. Please silence your cell phones and don't forget to sign the attendance sheet. Please include the JP County letting date and call order in all your correspondence with Office Engineer Division. We will post all pre-bid questions and answers on our website under the bid opening information header. Please review the Civil Rights Division's certified DB directory database on ODOT's website. This database is tied to the directory of certified farms, which will still remain available and updated by the 15th of every month. The sample proposals, plans, geotech reports, and design files and revisions to these are available on ODOT's website. And all bids for projects requiring pre-qualification must be submitted via Bid Express. And exceptions to this policy will be discussed with the Office Engineer Division on a case-by-case basis. And there are no exceptions on this letting. And any firm bidding a project as a joint venture must complete the request for joint venture form, which is posted on ODOT's website. And the order form must be used to order all plans and proposals, and only written proposals will be accepted. And all revisions, including estimate revisions, must be in by noon of Tuesday of next week, and no pay item changes will be permitted after this deadline. The first project is call order 725 in Caddo County. And on this project, we are adding a pay item, and we're also revising the plans and the pay items. And there was a question on this project. The bridges are getting new rails and are two driving lanes wide. What is ODOT's intent for protecting the traveling public and the workers while the existing rail is removed and in process of being replaced? Realistically, one lane will be needed for construction, leaving one lane for the Highway 152 traffic. And the response to this is, this work is intended to be performed under one-lane flagging operation, and the blunt ends need to be protected at the end of each day. And the cost is to be included in lump sum traffic control, and we are revising the plans to include these notes. A couple of other questions. Can a pay item be added for removal of existing guardrail? And the answer to that is yes, we will add a pay item. The second question was, will there be a limit on how many guardrail locations can be removed before new guardrail will be installed? And the response to this is, guardrail removal will not be allowed in locations where active work is not taking place, no more than one bridge at a time. The next project is call order 760 in Grady County. And on this project, we're adding a pay item, and we're also revising the plans and the pay items. And there was one question on this project. Can a pay item be added for arrow display type C? This will be used for lane closures. And the response is yes, the pay item will be added. Next question, regarding pay quantity note 4, will ODOT or the contractor have someone to stockpile the millings at the stockpile site? And the response to this is, if needed, ODOT will stockpile millings, and the stockpile will be located on the east end of Anadarko, and there is plenty of space for millings at that location. The next project is call order 770 in Kay County. And on this project, we are revising the plans. Next project is call order 782 in Murray County. And we are also revising the plans on this project. And there was two questions on this project. First question, since netting the existing bridge is not an option prior to March 1st at this time, and if nesting birds are observed before construction begins, will the work order be delayed until after the nesting season is over? And the response to this is, according to the note on the plans, the project was surveyed in January of 2016, and that the negative results that are in the plans are not up to date. The note only asks that the resident engineer contact the ordered biologists if any bird use of the structures is observed. And this is not to have the biologists do another survey prior to construction. And if any bird use is observed, the seasonal restrictions will go into place as described in the notes. So work, based on this, the work will have to be suspended until after the nesting season. The second question, sheet AR01 general note states that the road is to be closed to through traffic and that the contractor is responsible for detour signing. There is no detour route shown on the plans, and can a detour route be provided so signing can be determined? And we will revise the plans to include a detour route. The next project is call order 820 in Okmulgee County. And there was a request to add a pay item for arrow display type C for lane closures. Is there anybody from Division 1? Yes.
I'm here.
All right, are we gonna add a pay item for arrow display type C?
I'll ask him when we get back.
I don't need a knock.
All right, we'll review this and get a response from the division. Okay, next project is call order 825 in Okmulgee County. There was one question on this project. In the plan sheets, there is a note for silicone joint rehab that states, clean joints after sewing with compressed air only. This will not sufficiently clean the joints for silicone or any other sealant to stick and perform properly. Will flushing the joints with water to remove the slurry and reduce dust immediately after sewing and then after drying sandblast the joint immediately prior to sealing be allowed? And the response to this is that yes, flushing and sandblasting will be permitted. And I spoke to the division and they are looking at revising the plans to include a note to allow flushing and sandblasting. So there might be a planned revision on this project. Okay. The next project is call order 850 in Payne County. And there was a couple of questions on this project. The first question is, there are migratory bird notes in the plans. Has a bird survey been completed? As March 1st is quickly approaching and the project has to be completed by August 30th, 2019. And what will happen if the birds are present? And the response is similar to the other project. The notes that are currently in the plans are out of date. And if any bird use is observed, then work will have to be suspended until after the nesting season. The second question is, note S3 on sheet G4 discusses the proof rolling requirements on arc base. Please verify that this applies to the retaining wall and bridge abutments detail. The equipment specified will not fit in the areas shown in the detail. And the response to this is yes, the proof rolling requirement does apply to the retaining wall and bridge abutments, but details on the drawings. The grading plans call for significant excavation along the creek channel, and this should allow for adequate access for proof rolling with the specified equipment. The pay note S3, sheet G4, includes the requirement to prepare subsoils beneath aggregate base in compliance with section 4.2 of the Geotech report. Section 4.21 of the Geotech report also includes the statement, areas too small to proof roll should be evaluated by the geotechnical engineer. If there are any small areas where access is limited, the contractor may, at his own expense, consult with the geotechnical engineer for evaluation and recommendations on how to achieve the required compaction. The next project is call order 860 in Rogers County. And on this project, we are revising the plans And we are also adding an internal milestone special provision. And there was one question on this project. On sheet T132 shows surge protection devices for the lighting control panel board and for the contractor enclosure. Please advise the basis of design for this. The contractor was unable to find a single phase 480 volt SPD. A three-phase SPD can be hooked up single phase, but will go into alarm mode. And the response to this is the ASCO or equivalent will be acceptable and plans will be revised to clarify this. And the last, yes, sir. Blasting restrictions. There's nobody here from Division 8, but I can find out for you.
And then, if so, I mean, are they going to require matting?
Okay. So, if there are any blasting restrictions, and if matting is going to be required?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, I'll check on this for you, and probably after the pre-bid, if I can get with you, so I can get your email to be able to respond. And the last project is call order 895 in Waguna County. And on this project, we are revising the plans. And that's the end of my notes for this pre-bid, unless there are any other questions. All revisions are due by Tuesday of next week, and have a good weekend.